They pretty good size. But them Texas, they little old redders, they real rich. Mm. And then they had another little peanut they called hog peanuts. Mm. They were little bitty ones.
Did you have your own fruit, different kinds of?
Yeah, so we had peach trees and fig trees.
And plum trees.
Yeah, plum trees.
Mm-hmm. And pear trees.
Well, we didn't have no, yeah, people said pear,
yeah, pear
trees.
Pear
trees. Apple trees. Mm-hmm. Made apple trees, too.
Yeah, because I got an apple tree and plum trees now. And the people over there by me got pear trees and peach trees.
Is it too hot here for cherry trees?
No, I don't know, but I know they don't grow none here. Mm-hmm. Don't none grow in this country. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any when you were a child? Did you ever get a can of them, or did you ever eat any cherries?
I've eat them, but we never did canning. Mm-hmm.
What kind of peaches did you have? The kind that you can break right open?
Had all kind. Them kind, and them would stick on the hook rock too.
Mm-hmm. You ever call those? What's an Indian peach? Do you ever hear of an Indian peach or a plum peach?
Mm-hmm. Plum peach was them would stick on the rocks and then would come what you break and they come loose from the rock.
That's a clear stone.
Mm-hmm.
But now Indian peach is
red.
It's real red and sticks close to the hood, mm-hmm. to the kiln. It don't come off.
Indian it's
peach.
Red.
Uh-huh, it's red. Nice. Yeah. But it won't
come off. These others is yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And white.
Peach kind of, are they wild or do they grow? In gardens or in
during
orchards.
In orchards, yes.
You remember when you were young, any fruit that might be shipped in on the river from New Orleans or any place? Like lemons or
Well, it might have been. I couldn't remember that because that when they ship it in, it'll come to the town. We stayed a long ways from town.
I see.
We never did hardly go into town when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
I see. I wonder if you'd tell me about when you did go to town, what would you do or what would you see when you went to town? Would you explain that to me? As a matter of fact, it would be interesting for us to know just, anything that you can remember, when you go to town, how you go to town, why you go.
Well, we used to go to town in wagons, and I don't know anything but a city grocery stores and different things like that. And I was now when I did start going into town, I just about was grown then, cause when I was a child, I never did go into town. We lived a long way from town, and my papa and them never did carry me into town. But after I left the hills and come to the Delta, well, when I started going to town then, I was just about grown. Well, we'd go in wagons sometime. They didn't have many cars. It wasn't many cars in them days.
Mm-hmm.
Buggies and wagons.
I see. It would be interesting if you could remember how right from the time that somebody said, well, let's go to town, what you do, go to the barn and get the mule or the horse?
I hook up the wagon.
How you hook it up, do you remember anything like that? How you get the, did you use mules or horses?
Mules and horses too.
Uh-huh.
And some of them had buggies and some had surreys. Some had hacks.
Hacks, how many, four to a hack ain't?
I don't know.
No, four to a third.
I